good for Chaver. Hope Shabbos was nice for everyone. Today we have not only the big schos of finishing Maseches Tainis, but also starting with Maseches Moed Katan. So let's jump right into it. Maseches Tainis, Perek Dalet Mishnah Ches. Amar Rosh Hashanah Gamliel, Lahayi Yom Tovim Liyisrael, Ka Chamisha Asar Ba'av Uchiyom HaKippurim. There are no happy days like Chamisha Asar Ba'av, Tu Ba'av, and Yom Kippur. The Bartanura describes what happened on these days. We'll do Yom Kippur first, just because it's shorter. We know Yom Kippur was the day we got the Lucha Shnios, and the day Kosh Baruch Hu forgave us for the terrible Cheta Egel. What happened on Tu B'Av? Bartanura says at the Mesa Midbar, when the Jews sinned by the Meraglim, as we saw in the earlier Mishnah, that they weren't allowed to go into Yisrael, so they all died out before you got to Yisrael, and they stopped dying on Tu B'Av in the 40th year. Additionally, in the times when Malchus Yehuda and Malchus, when the Jews split into Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda, the first king of Malchus Yisrael is Yeravam ben Nevat, not really a good guy. And he set up guards so that the Jews would not go to Yerushalayim to be Ola Regel, because he feared that they would go back to Rehavam, to Malchus Yehuda. So on Tu B'Av, these guards were taken away. We saw that the city of Beitar was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. The Arugei Beitar were permitted to be buried. And we also, the Bartender tells us, that they stopped cutting the wood for the Beis HaMikdash, as we saw in the earlier Mishnayos, because by that point in the summer, it starts to really hit its apex in terms of heat, and it would dry out the wood. So now they did all the wood for the Beis HaMikdash. That was a very good thing. We talked about how the people who brought the wood carbon would make a yantif. So these are things that happen on Tu B'Av. So how do they celebrate on Tu B'Av? Shemahem b'nos yishayim yotzos b'chlei lav on shulin. The Jewish girls would go out with borrowed white garments. Shalom ayishas misha'in lo. So that they should not embarrass someone who doesn't have white garments. They all borrowed from other people. But because they all borrowed from other people, kol kin tunin tefila. They all had to be put in the mikvah first because maybe the people they borrowed from weren't so machbed on hilchos nida. And the would be tameh. And the girls would go out and dance in the vineyards in circles. What would the girls say? Bachur, young man, son, look at what you're taking. The men would hide out and take wives for themselves. So look at what you're taking. Don't just focus on beauty. Look at a girl's yichus. Look at her family. It's not about beauty. It's not about favor. It's about is a woman a Yiras Hashem. This is now shifting to Yom Kippur. Look out at Hamel Shomo. Hamel Shomo is a reference to Akash Baruch Hu. With the crown that his mother gave him. The mother here is Dome la Knesset Yisrael. So look at the crown that we Kaviyachol gave Akash Baruch Hu. V'yom Chasunasa, V'yom Simchas Libo, V'yom Chasunasa Zu Matan Torah, because we know Shavuos was the Gemara says like a chuppah between man and God, and Yom Kippur was the day you got the Luchos Shnios. V'yom Simchas Libo Zeh Binyan Beis Hamikdash, which was the first Beis Hamikdash was inaugurated on Yom Kippur. Sheibane Bimheira V'yomenu Amen. Salik Olam Maseches Tainis Mazel Tov to all the Nesaimim. Now we start Maseches Moed Katan. Just to give a bit of an introduction, Katan's going to start off talking about Hilchos Chol HaMoed. And Malacha is normally forbidden on Chol HaMoed. However, there are certain exceptions, one of which is Davar HaAved. If one is going to, by not working, incur an irretrievable loss, he may do work. However, one may not do that work if it involves Tircha Yisera, if it involves a large burden. I just want to clarify that when we say Davar HaAved, it's not Menias HaRevach. It's not that I could possibly make a lot of money or even a bit of money. That's not what it means. It means if I don't do this, I will lose money, not that I won't gain money. So the Mishnah starts off. Mashkin Beis HaShochem B'Moed U'Vashvias. We may water an irrigated field. This is a field that cannot survive just by rainwater, so you got to water yourself. You could do it from a new spring, which the Arab Spring that's not yet set in place, we're worried that the walls might collapse and you have to put it back together. So here we say we're not concerned for that. Baby Mayan Shalom Yatza Batchila. Whether with a new spring or old spring, you can water an irrigated field. Because since the field cannot survive without your watering it, the field will be destroyed. That's a Davar Ha'aved. But you cannot be mashkin the field from rainwater, which is a place where rainwater gathered, or from mei hakilon, nor from a cistern. So even if the rainwater gathers in a pond and it can easily be diverted by just putting your foot there and diverting the water, that's not a tir chayseira, but we're afraid that's going to lead to using a cistern, which you have to draw the water with a bucket, and that's going to be tir chayseira. So because we're worried about using a cistern, we're not even going to let you use from a pond. The ein osin ugios lagafanim, nor may we make cisterns from around the, we may not dig ditches around the grapevines to collect rainwater, because doing this digging is tircha yisera. Now this is all during Chol HaMoed. However, during Shemitah, we allow you to do these malachos, even if there is tircha yisera, if it will cause a loss. Everyone should have a great day. Again, mazel tov to all of us, Simon and Seches Tainus.